Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Balito. And getting into a special chat right now. If you caught my little talk break just before the tunes, you would know that we're in the spotlight right now. We're going to be diving into something that will be unfolding in Balito this Saturday, tomorrow, the 28th of June. A very special informative talk and a snare sweep being driven by a local non-profit organization, a volunteer-run conservation NPO called Snare Aware. And to give you all the information, well, we've got our regular wildlife rescue moment here on 88FM, Lindy Elms from Wildlife Rescue in the house with us. Lindy, how are you?
Morning, Mark. Morning, everybody. All good, thank you.
Great to have you. And alongside you, an anonymous representative of the Snare Aware group, and I'm just going to call you Mr. Snare. Welcome to the radio, my friend. How are you today?
Morning. Good. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm fascinated by this thing that's going to be happening tomorrow, and we've just been talking a little bit off air, and I've been getting a perspective now on just how big an issue the snare story is. For those that think poaching and think, you know, animals being caught in snares, you often imagine a game reserve somewhere far away in the Bundus. You don't think it's happening necessarily like right in your backyard and your little green belts, you know, just off the local park, but this is the case. Am I right?
Yeah, you're 100% correct. So not to take away from the poaching issues that are prevalent in our game reserves, but Snareware as an organization, we've been around for almost 5 years, and in that time we've removed over 2,600 snares in our spare time. Obviously we all have full-time jobs.
Sure.
So I would say close to 80% of those snares are from suburban areas. So your little green belts in and around town, you know, we've done a lot of work down the south coast, Mamluntote area. We've done a lot of work in the upper highway area as well.
Wow.
Up to Pietermaritzburg. Look, we work the length and breadth of KZN, but in Balito itself, we've been focusing quite hard in the last 2 years, and we've already removed over 400 snares. And
what?
Majority of those are probably within 5 minutes of where we're sitting right now.
That is kind of mind-blowing. If you don't know, you don't know, but now you do know. And Lindy, in your rescue efforts, I'm sure you quite regularly come across animals that have been severely injured and have managed to escape a snare, possibly losing a limb or being severely disfigured in the process. And I'm sure there are many that don't escape the snare. Is it something that is on your radar all the time?
Definitely, Mark, yes. Yeah, we do get a lot of monkeys that have still got the snares on that we have to remove.
Oh.
And yeah, but I think what we don't know, I mean, that's what we do know. I think Snareware is more aware of the diversity of the animals that are caught in snares, the buck, and as they were saying earlier, the dogs and cats that go missing as well.
Because that's got to be, I mean, these traps are indiscriminate, right? So obviously wild animals and the bushmeat trade, that's where it's coming from. But if there are domestic animals, cats that are roaming at night or a dog that gets out, and Mr. Snare was just telling me off air that often a dog howling or barking in the night in the bush, that's often the first indicator that there's a snare out there.
Yeah, that's correct. So especially in obviously these suburban areas, you do have roaming pets. So this is a silent threat to pets as well as wildlife. And, you know, we're very lucky in South Africa to have suburban wildlife. You know, just 5 minutes from where we sit, there are porcupine, there are bushbuck, there are bush pig, there's daka moving through the bush. And, you know, it's one of the blessed things we have here in this country is to have this wildlife around us. But it is very quickly and very quietly being decimated.
Wow. And in terms of the actual, the construction, these snares, are they predominantly metal wire kind of? Okay, we've got one here in the studio with us. Wow.
Yeah, so I brought one through. Obviously, your listeners can't see it, but snares come in very different shapes and sizes and forms. So the snare I've got here today is obviously made out of metal cable, and it's essentially a noose for those that don't understand what a snare is. They place the open noose around a wildlife path. As the animal walks in, it either catches around its head, its shoulders, or its legs, and it tightens. Now, anyone that's played with the noose before, you know the more you struggle with it, the tighter it gets. And unfortunately, they say up to 90% of snares are never actually checked. You know, a poacher will go out and he'll set 30 snares. He'll come back the next day, he'll maybe check 10 or 15 of them. especially in these areas where the bush is very thick. You know, it's quite hard to find where you've set all of your snares. So a lot of the animals will die a very slow, painful death. As they struggle, this gets thicker and thicker, maiming the animals. I mean, Lindy's come across animals that have, you know, missing limbs and horrendous injuries. But it's a very slow, painful, and unethical death. And we've found many snares in various shapes, forms, and sizes, from rope to plastic pallet strapping. Basically, anything that you can fashion into a noose is basically can become a snare. And this example here is from Belito.
This is one that you've pulled out of...
One of our local green belts. And of those 417 snares that we've removed from the Belito area, which we basically class as from Zimbali in the south up to Salt Rock in the north, the Sheffield Beach area, about 80% of those 417 snares came from one guy. And this is one of his snares here. And we are able to obviously identify the individual with the use of camera traps. And we're also able to identify his setups, because every guy sets up his own unique sort of method of doing it.
Wow. Yeah. So there are individuals that are sort of known, it's amazing that you've been as successful as you have been. As you say, it's a difficult environment to operate in, and these sweeps one is happening tomorrow. An opportunity for the public to get involved, to learn more about this, and to find out how an organization like Snare Aware operates. As a volunteer-run organization, Conservation NPO, I'm sure you're always looking for new members, for people with a heart for conservation to step up and get involved. And let's talk about what's happening tomorrow. Where and what time, and how can folks show up?
Absolutely. So, yeah. Snare Aware, so it's two components. This snare obviously is the removal aspect. Aware is education, awareness, and training. So something that we're doing today, a bit of education and awareness to your listeners. And we do a lot of training and education with communities around KZN, your local conservancies, CPFs, community people. We do it quite often. We usually don't publicize our sweeps, purely because, you know, poachers are listening as well. And if you were to say, well, we're heading out into an area tomorrow, well, that poacher will go and remove his snares. But tomorrow we're seen as more an educational and awareness campaign that we'll be down at the Zen Drive Park at 8 a.m. And yeah, we'll do a snare presentation there, raising awareness, showing people what snares are all about. And then we will take everyone for a small little walk through the Zen Drive Park, just sweeping that area to make sure that it is free of snares.
Brilliant stuff. So if you're looking for something informative to be a part of tomorrow, that's your invitation. And starting at 8 a.m., Zen Drive Park this Saturday. And if you're keen to take part in that sweep, I believe it would be a good idea for you to bring a pair of pliers, some sun protection, suitable clothes for walking through the bush, and some water and a cell phone. Just, in case you wander off on the beaten path. Lindy, how valuable is it to have an organization like Snare Aware operating in our area and cooperating with individuals and organizations like you?
Oh, wow, it's very, very valuable, Mark, because there's nothing we can do about it. And also I think the danger factor of going out into the bush is also something that as females we wouldn't be able to go out. Not that we're all females in wildlife rescue, but... To have a team that goes out and is so dedicated to protecting and saving our wildlife is amazing.
Yeah, and for those who are listening and want to find out more, obviously tomorrow, that's a great place to start. But if you're looking for an online portal or somewhere to find more information on the Snare Aware mission, what's the best place to check out Mr. Snare?
Okay, so we are on Facebook and Instagram, so you can just check us out at Snare Aware on both platforms, and we do update our page weekly with stories and updates as to what we are doing. So yeah, please check us out, and like we say, educational awareness is a big thing of what we're trying to do, so please like, share, follow, spread the word.
There you go, with a mission to save our wildlife, one snare at a time. That's Snare Aware, born out of COVID and still going strong. And with your support, they can continue to do the important work that they do in our conservation space. And Lindy, thanks for bringing along the Snare Aware mission and putting it on the radio this morning. The more ears we can get, the more awareness we can get around this thing, the more we can get on top of it. And we'll be out there with the good people of Belito sweep in the park and hearing the talk tomorrow at 8 a.m. And Lindy will have another chat again real soon on the radio next, the next one for the new month coming up. In the meantime, for those who are keen to find out more about your wildlife rescue mission, if anyone comes across an injured animal out and about and are looking for some expert hands to help make sure that it's captured in a way that is not going to harm it any further, what's the best way to reach out and get in touch with you?
So, Mark, they can just call on 083-607-4498 and we'll get somebody there as quickly as possible.
You heard it here on 88 FM. And back to the music right now for a